The subject now I'd like to bring up is Jesus' teaching on error, getting into error. And it was so simple what he said, but sometimes Jesus' simplicity is so profound. Jesus said, the reason for error is my thinking. And my human thinking, I am drawing wrong conclusions. And he said the two reasons that will cause us to go into error, that he was talking to the group there, he said this, you don't know the scriptures. We have to be in the book. We need to be reading the scriptures. We need, when we open the Bible and spend time there, asking the author of the Bible to speak to us, to guide us, to open the word to us as we look at it, not just for information, but for transformation, that we might become more and more what God has called us to be, his witnesses. So if I don't know scripture, I'm open to any kind of error because I can go back to my natural human thinking. And remember, God says, my ways are not your ways. And so if I'm going to choose with the seeing of my eyes, I might be choosing really wrong. I need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me and to follow his guidance. And then the second thing, he says, you don't know the power of God. And how many times in the Gospels does Jesus talk about little faith? Or, this is impossible. I think of Mary, when the angel came to her and said that she was going to have a child. And Mary was a pure girl living in a very difficult place. Nazareth, they said, can any good thing come out of there? But there was a girl with a good reputation living in a city with a bad reputation. And Mary said, it's impossible. And the angel says, God specializes in the impossible. That's where the power of God really kicks in, is in the impossible situations. So what's the solution then to keep me from error? I need to read and study the scriptures. I need to ask God to open my eyes that I might see wonderful truths in his book. And then experience God's power in my life. And one of the ways that you can experience that is in answers to prayer. You pray about an impossible situation and you see the God who all things are possible when it's within his will, to see God answer in ways that are beyond your imagination. When we came to this office, when they asked me to leave a worldwide ministry and to come to this little office, I really felt led of God. I needed to do that. It was a very hard decision. We're in Sioux City, Iowa, which is never on my agenda to want to live there forever, but God led us here. And when I came, I said, the one qualification I have, I really don't want to charge our counselees. I don't feel comfortable personally of making money off of the pain of others. I know there needs to be surgeons and doctors. I'm just saying for me, people whose lives are a disaster, and we try to help them to put their lives back together and get on track with God. I don't want finances to stand in the way of their being able to come for help. So for the last 25 years, we've never put a price tag on anything that we do. And we don't send out letters saying send money. Hudson Taylor said, God's work done God's way will not lack God's support. But I'd like to share a testimony. Many Christian organizations around the world struggled after 9/11, and especially in the United States of America, when the bombing of those towers and giving dropped off significantly. Well, one week, my secretary, who's been here 26 years, she was here a year before me, came to me and she said, Dr. Logan, I kept waiting for something to happen, but this is Wednesday, and Friday is payday. We do not have the money to pay salaries. Well, that's fine. They don't have to pay mine. But she said, we barely have enough money, but we do, to pay the bills. Now, we've had some extremely wealthy people come through here. And I know if I got on the phone and made a telephone call and said to them, we are hurting financially right now and we may have to shut down, that they would give money. And that was heavy on me, not so much that I would get a salary, but there are people, you know, Paul and Carolyn that are on staff here that I'm responsible for them as the leader and director of this ministry. So I said, Carolyn, do you think I ought to call some of these people that I know that would be more than willing to support our ministry? They love it, and more, to send a gift. And I thank God for Carolyn. She said, why would you violate your principles that you built this ministry on? She's right. And I just laid it out before the Lord. I said, Lord, if you want to shut this ministry down, it's okay with me. And I'm just looking to you. I'm not going to look to people. And that was Wednesday. On Thursday, without telling anyone except just laying it before the Lord, a fellow called us from the state of Pennsylvania and asked Carolyn, do you happen to have financial needs right now? And she said, yes, we do. And we didn't call people, but if they call and ask, she would tell them. And she said, yes. And this man transferred one of the largest gifts we've ever received directly into our bank. And God, it was a test from God. You know, don't lean on your own understanding and rationalize and justify, but trust me. Because often when we send out give me letters, God says there's two reasons not to give, grudgingly or of necessity. And we say we have a need of money, that's a necessity. We want you to give to that necessity. And God said, don't give that way. So I'm just telling you, I have experienced the power of God in our life and ministry so many times. And I would keep a record. When you've prayed and cried out to God and God answered in a unique way, write that down. And that becomes a part of your living testimony, a testimony that you've experienced the reality of God's power in your life, in your family, in answers to prayer, in meeting your needs, and so on. And you can bless people with that testimony that God is real and God can do that.